the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Biden has announced a deal to pause the fighting in Gaza.
It's a three-phase deal based on the ceasefire agreement the president introduced last spring.
I'm deeply satisfied. This day has come, finally come.
During phase one,
fighting in Gaza will stop.
Then comes the first release of hostages,
including women and elderly and the wounded.
Phases two and three will include a permanent end to the war, release of all living hostages, and the release of remains. Most of the deal will be implemented during the next administration. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Attorney General, Pam Bondi, went before the Senate Judiciary Committee today. She was asked about Trump's promise to pardon people who attacked the Capitol on January 6th, 4 years ago.
If confirmed, and if asked to advise the president, I will look at each and every file, but let me be very clear in speaking to you. I condemn any violence on a law enforcement officer in this country.
Secretary of State nominee Marco Rubio's hearing was interrupted by hecklers.
Las sanciones de Marco Rubio están matando a niños en Nicaragua, Cuba, y Venezuela.
Back to order.
I get bilingual protesters, which I think is an entry cool.
A lot of the hearing focused on the U.S.'s relations with China, which Rubio called the most potent and dangerous near-peer adversary this nation has ever confronted. The search is on for a cop killer in Houston. Mayor John Whitmire says Brazoria County Sheriff's Deputy Jesus Jesse Varga was shot in the head while serving a warrant to a repeat offender.
This afternoon, we lost a local hero.
The suspect ran from the scene. Women's college basketball teams that make it to March Madness will finally be paid, like the men's teams have for years. Sports reporter Erica Herskowitz has details.
Starting this March, women's basketball teams will get something called performance units. A women's basketball team that reaches the Final Four could bring its conference roughly $1.25 million over the next 3 years in financial performance rewards. In the first year, $15 million will be rewarded to teams out of the fund, and that'll grow to $25 million by 2028.
Last year's women's championship game drew more TV viewers than the men's. The FDA is banning the use of red dye 3 in food and medications. Dr. Peter Lurie runs the Center for Science and the Public Interest.
Over three decades ago, a series of industry-conducted studies in rats clearly showed that this chemical, red 3, was associated with thyroid cancers.
Red dye 3 is found in everything from candy to ice cream to nacho chips. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
What keeps global leaders awake at night? CBS's Vicky Barker has the answer from our foreign desk in London.
Ahead of this year's annual gathering in Davos, Switzerland, the World Economic Forum polled more than 900 leaders from politics, business, and academia. Their projections: escalating armed conflict will be the most urgent threat facing the world in 2025, with extreme weather events running second. The leaders also felt the climate emergency will cause the greatest concern over the next decade. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
A group of global experts is proposing a new way to define and diagnose obesity. One that doesn't rely so much on a body mass index. The group also wants to factor in waist circumference and any health problems tied to excess weight. There would be two new diagnostic categories, clinical obesity and pre-clinical obesity. The CDC says 40% of adults in the U.S. have obesity. Worldwide, more than a billion people are obese. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
W-R-J-N weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A patch or two of freezing drizzle or flurries possible this evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy tonight. Rising temps through the 20s. Warmer tomorrow, more clouds, a high in the mid-30s. Upper 30s Friday. For the weekend, much colder temperatures and a bitter breeze. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
News and timeless hits. It's WRJN. Chris Morrow here. Just after 7 o'clock, not going to be quite as cold tonight. That was good to hear in the forecast. Maybe no earmuffs tomorrow.
Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Celia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, to come home. Oh, Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Celia, I'm
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Hits. We are WRJN. I am Chris Morrow, and I've got Burton Cummings and the Guess Who coming up here. In fact, I heard this traveling over the holidays. Somebody out of town on a classic rock radio station said, yeah, here's the Guess Who's tribute to American women. This is not a tribute. Burton Cummings, Canadian, of course, you probably knew that, but he was not fond of several American women who he thought had done him wrong. So this is far from a tribute. This is his complaint about American women on WRJN.
Listen what I say, hey.
American woman said, get away. American woman, listen what I say. Well, come on, hanging around my door. Don't want to see your face no more. I don't need your war machines. I don't need your ghetto scenes. Colored lights can hypnotize. Sparkle someone else's eyes. Now, woman, get away from me. American woman, mama, let me be. Go, gotta get away, gotta get away now. Go, go, go. I'm gonna leave you, woman. Gonna leave you, woman. Bye,
bye.
Bye, bye. Bye, bye. Bye,
bye.
You're no good for me. I'm no good.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. You come to my boat now, you're going to find it all wrapped up in storage, otherwise frozen in the lake. It's every mother's son here on WRJN. Chris Morrow with a quick reminder, tomorrow morning, Paul Harvey is back on the air. Yeah, we do the rest of the story with Paul Harvey. If you haven't heard it yet, you can hear it tomorrow morning at 7:25 with Don Rosen, again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. And if you miss it on the air, you can get it online, on demand at WRJN.com. It's sponsored now by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit their clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey with the rest of the story. Yeah, it's back on WRJN.
Fountain Hills apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Celebrate the first anniversary of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha, where locals satisfy their sweet tooth. Delight in a variety of cobblers, cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls, perfect on a cold winter's day. Plus, now through January 20th, enjoy exclusive specials, commemorative t-shirts, and scratch-off tickets. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Only today at WRJN Big Deals.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico, and if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walk in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Traveling man.
is the pride and joy of Ozzie and Harriet. Little Ricky Nelson on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and Chris Morrow getting through what's going to be a not quite as cold Wednesday night. Low tonight in the 20s, tomorrow mid-30s expected.
Heart's cold, goes crazy.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city.
right tune. The wind and pulled down from the floor. Leroy looked like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
News, timeless hits. It is WRJN, and I am Chris Morrow, and we are rolling through another hour of Wednesday night favorites with Needles and Pins.
I saw her today. I saw her face. Was a face I loved. Thank you.
local news, timeless hits. It's a big finish. From CCR's Traveling Band and Chris Morrow. Hey, don't forget, we've got some tickets to give away, not next week, but the week after, for Herman's Hermits and the Association. Next week, we will tell you how to win the tickets, and then the following week, we're going to give them away for you to see the Association with Herman's Hermits down in Waukegan on February 28th. I've got some music from Peter Noon and the Hermits coming up here in just a bit, but now, the Rascals, WRJN.
One, two, three, good luck!
WRJN.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. A boy just saw the mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, she was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. GMC's Trans.
money down.
Hits WRJN. I know that song shouldn't remind me of baseball, but it does. I mean, remember the movie Major League? Charlie Sheen was the Wild Thing, the pitcher who couldn't hit the strike zone. They always played that song when he came on the mound to pitch. Anyhow, with the Packer season behind us, I'm looking forward to baseball season. So there, that's my tie-in. The Trogs, Wild Thing. WRJN, local news, timeless hits. A look at the forecast for tonight. We'll get down to the 20s for a low, which is a bit of a relief for a few days here. And then mid-30s tomorrow. By next week, we're getting back in the single digits for highs. So enjoy Thursday and Friday. Right now it's 19 at Radio Park.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. We'll be right back.
just no good anymore since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday.
Shortest titles we have in the Timeless Hits library. Three Dog Night with One. And Chris Morrill, looking forward to Herman's Hermits and the Association in Waukegan the 28th. We'll have tickets for you. Listen for details.
There's a kind of hush all over the world. Tonight, all over the world, you can hear the sounds of lovers in love. Feeling good, just holding you tight.
to seeing Peter Noone with Herman's Hermits on the 28th of February. We'll have tickets to give away. Details next week on WRJN. You're home for local news, timeless hits. On the way after our 8 o'clock news from CBS, the Monkees coming up. I've got, the Grassroots on the way. And also Diana Ross and the Supremes. Now, when this song was redone by Joan Jett, I wasn't quite sure what I thought about it. It grew on me. I liked it. Still a great song, Crimson and Clover. But the original is what always sounds best. Especially late at night, on a cold winter's night. Crimson and Clover, Tommy James, WRJN.
Now I don't hardly know her, but I think I could love her. Crimson and come walking over.
The last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
You won't come back from the best
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon at the White House, where President Biden is about to deliver his farewell address to the nation. The president will speak directly to the American people as he turns the page from 4 years as president and more than 50 years as a public servant.
The president has a lot to say, a lot of thoughts that he wants to share, really touch on the moment that we're in right now.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the speech will be positive.
It is not going to be partisan.
This legacy speech comes just a handful of days before President Biden leaves office and President-elect Donald Trump returns.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Negotiations for a peace, Mideast peace deal have dragged on for months, but President Biden now says Israel and Hamas have agreed to a deal.
Fighting in Gaza will stop, and soon the hostages will return home to their families.
CBS's Ramy Innocencio and Tele.